We breathe today with birds and wind through the trees. The rice paper rustle of the poplar leaves. The sort of oceanic swell of the spruces and the pines. We breathe together. Wherever we are in this now moment, we breathe together. We breathe with the trees. With the soft grass. We breathe in communion with one another. With nature. We are continuing our journey now to move away from old ideas that we had about ourselves, about our human construct, and ideas that came forth from within that human construct, and all aspects of that, from the what we sometimes call the matrix, the web of very deliberate programming that we all received, that our neural nets and nervous systems and biochemistry more or less formed from and around. But what is necessary now, Master of Light, is that we move beyond that more and more. Our identification with that. And it is a big job when we think of it from that standpoint, while noticing the programming, let us just say, from a mental body standpoint. Notice the programming, the habituated ways of thinking, responding, speaking, perceiving. Notice it. Try to create some space around that, meaning become the one who notices that. Align with the greater consciousness that you are, that is simply noticing a pattern arising from within the field of consciousness that is you. So it is a big job, but two things. One is, you've got help. We're going through this together. And we're going to work through it bit by bit. The second thing to remember is this. This is why in the information that I am connecting with and endeavoring to bring forth, in my understanding, the more we simply place our attention, alignment, anchoring, vibrational and perceptual anchoring, in that expanded state or place, in those expanded aspects of the greater soul field, beyond even a concept of self, your greater self, your expanded self, beyond even that, the more we anchor there, spend time there, let the body sink into that, it's very important. The more we do that, the construct aspects of our being will more and more effortlessly dissolve soften, dismantle, recalibrate, level up. Find a higher expression that matches your higher vibrational set point. So do you see, it is not that, because the one that comes over here, let us say, the one that works on the self, the one that works on the stuff, that is not alignment. That is a product of the stuff. You are still in the stuff. You understand? So this is why I sort of sometimes jokingly, but I talk about this, the path of ease. Let us find ways to simply drop in, sink in, expand out into those more expanded states of being. Your true nature. Part of this process, this movement from identification and anchoring in the human constructs, and into a primary, at least, anchoring in the greater soul field consciousness that you are at your most expanded levels, is the remembering in this case today with what we're working with right now. For example, it is remembering that you are an alchemical flame. You, in your highest alignment possible, not the highest alignment that you can ever achieve ever, maybe in 100 years alignment, but in the highest alignment that you can anchor into the body and express and hold that pattern in your field, in that highest alignment, you become a pattern, a frequency that alchemizes. And believe it or not, and the construct aspect of self is not going to believe this, but you don't have to do anything to make that so. Your vibration will be such that denser energy bundles will shift in your proximity. And that is almost just the physics of vibration. I have said this before, and it is worth saying again. By this point, you can probably trust that if something is arising within you, even if it feels messy and brutal and chaotic, and you're embarrassed by it arising, there's a really good chance that it is arising because it is clearing out. It is what you are actually clearing and alchemizing because of your vibration. Your vibrational set point is rising. And we've talked about this before, how very typically we will have an expansion. And then at that expanded set point, there will be a wobble. Where we have to first stabilize, whoa, now we show up at this higher frequency, and we've gotten, and things might be chaotic, and things might fall away in our lives, and things look a little bit messy. And because everything around you has to level up. It's all in your field. It's all a manifestation of your hologram. Everything's got to go through a little bit of a wobble, and then you stabilize there. So much support from all around. It's wonderful. When your vibration rises like that, you are alchemizing. That is the work. It is the path of ease. It's not that there is no work. The work is in raising the vibration and then being able to anchor that. Yes, there's the work. Sometimes it's not even that difficult to raise your vibration. Listen to uplifting music. Be, you know, around someone who's holding a higher vibration. Come together in a group, which is wonderful. God knows I love group energy. And that's a wonderful way to help to raise the vibration, as we say. But you know this. One of the tricks then is to maintain that, to anchor it in the body, and then to radiate that as a state of being. And if bonus points, if it becomes a more constant state of being. I'm joking about the bonus points, you understand? This is not some game or contest or something. So it is, yes, raise the vibration, then anchor, and then radiate. Now, there are times, of course, where your actual vibrational set point is fairly good and clear and high. But you might have a little bit of an emotional body wobble as things arise, things that are not a vibrational match to that higher frequency that you're now holding. And if you identify too much with that emotional body wobble, you might then create a perception or a story about yourself as being, I'm off base, I've lost my path, I'm not high vibe enough, that kind of thing. So today we're going to do a little visualization to work with this alchemical flame aspect of your greater energy field. Because on some level it is an aspect of your energy field, meaning the part of your soul consciousness embodied. It is that sort of intersection between the physical and the soul, the energy aspects. So it is a pattern in your field that you carry with you, let's say, to the into the checkout line at the grocery store. It is a pattern in the field, and it does affect all life, really, around you. The alchemical flame also can be more of an internal mechanism that we can work with more pointedly, intentionally. So let's work with this for a moment now. Taking some deep breaths into the body. bringing the awareness down, actually below the heart. You're going to feel this lower down, the very lowest part of the sternum. Now, why below the heart? That is simply for a sort of an easy reference point. It is representative of the idea that we're bringing this down into the body a little bit more. We work a lot with the heart as what I call an ascension stargate, which it is very much connected to higher realms, higher frequencies, light codes, sun codes, galactic light codes and ascension codes and all of that kind of stuff. So what we want to do with this alchemical flame right now is bring it into the body, that nodal point where the physical expression, the beautiful body prism intersects here. Also, you feel an emotional body connection here as well. Now, it's beneficial usually to imagine an actual flame. Let it be whatever color you want. You can play with different colors. You can just allow a color to present itself. It may change. Now, let this flame begin to spread. So first, we're going to let that flame spread down. Remember, alchemizing, alchemy, does not mean obliteration of stuff or non-beneficial energies or energy bundles or imprints. It means rather the up-leveling of a particular energy bundle. Energy held in a particular configuration then has the opportunity to express at a higher level. So just imagining this flame maybe dropping down, maybe at the bottom of it drops down into the pelvis. And just feel that sort of burning up, alchemizing density here in the lower internal organs, the gut, tension, stress, burning it away, clarifying, purifying. Any energies around the genitals, misuse of the precious life force energies through the sexual channels, recalibrating, realigning, purifying, reclaiming every part of your body. Perhaps this flame is going to burn away the imprints, the energy signatures of others who have touched you. Burn that up. Your purest alignment with Source is this flame. And there is so much power in it thereby. Let it burn that up. The organs tuning back to you now. Aligned. No more emotional bundles belonging to anyone else. Tuning the body back to you. Let's just follow the bottom of that flame now as it moves down the legs. Now, interestingly, alchemy, I've certainly found, will also have the action of freeing energy up. So your own energy that perhaps you had been holding in a particular dense or contracted configuration where energy was not moving the way that it was designed to, or the way that would have been reflecting you at higher levels. And suddenly you're going to free this energy up. That is also alchemy. And I feel that happening for a lot of us now, a lot of you now, in the legs. The legs, the bones. For a lot of you, you have known deeply what you needed to do, what you needed to change, what you needed to walk away from or walk toward, and other aspects of you overrode that. And you said, no, I can't, I won't, I'm not strong enough, I'm not powerful enough, whatever it is. And you've kept yourself in a situation that is actually out of your alignment. So now let's burn that up. I know. Careful what you wish for. But this is what we're doing right now. So, this must be what is needful for all of us right now. Burn that up. Release, free, liberate those energy bundles that were held in those dense configurations. Allow for the possibility for every aspect of your being to come into your highest alignment. Feel the flame drop down to your knees, your calves. The calves are about finding balance in where you have chosen to be. All right? So in a way, you choose where you're going to stand, where you're going to be. And on some level, it's okay, whatever you choose. So the calves are a little bit about that, the mechanisms by which we seek to bring balance, experience balance with what we've chosen. Aligning, purifying, balancing down to the ankles now, the feet. Feel the alchemical flame down there. See your feet on your path. Now remember, the path is a metaphor. They're kind of our paths. There are timelines. But it's a potent metaphor. See your feet on a path of light. And burning up everything. Okay, for some of you, you actually have been on your path of light, but there was debris so that you couldn't actually see. You just had to burn away the debris, extra things that you were holding and holding on to and taking responsibility for and taking in and taking personally and all of that. And that just needed to burn away. It's not that you were on the wrong path per se. All of that, because I see that burning away now. Then you look down, you think, my God, I have been on the right path. I am in a good alignment here. You just had to stand, get your alignment, let that alchemical flame that you are burn off. What is not you, what is not yours. That is the power that you have with this alchemical flame technology. Now, come back up. That flame in the very center of the body now. So feeling that now, let's come back up to the abdomen, the upper, the internal organs, the stomach. Misuse of energy here, the stomach as that portal. God bless the stomach. It is, we so often just subject that organ to pieces of information, i.e. food substances, that come purely from unconsciousness. We make the unconscious decision up here at the top, at the mouth, at the whatever reason, we put those pieces of information in the body that are not beneficial, and the stomach just has to take it. Bless the stomach. and it has to just try to make sense of it. Burning that up, purifying that, so that the stomach becomes the receptor the receiver at the end point of a process that we're bringing much more consciousness to now. Feel that alchemical flame in the liver. Lots of energies to burn up and alchemize. The liver, interestingly, is that's almost a sort of alchemy, really, in the body. Clarifying, purifying, strengthening the tissues for optimal structure and function of the liver, especially now with so much chemical bombardment that these bodies are experiencing. Bring that flame up now through the chest, the lungs, and the heart. Releasing bundles of tension in the musculature of the upper back, between the shoulder blades. The very top of the back, where it meets the neck. That cervical spine attaching in, burning up the tension here. Feel that flame now. So get a sense of that, the body enfolded by this flame, the arms, the fingers, and the hands, burning up any grasping, white knuckling. The arms, the shoulders. The neck. And the sort of tip of the flame now enveloping the head. The brain, the neural net here, of course, is the portal to the mental body. Ideas about yourself and what is possible and who you are. Ideas about what is happening and how the world works and the true nature of humans or animals. Transmuting the idea that humans are brutish and competitive, and their deepest aspects. Transmuting the old idea that nature is there for us to conquer. That the body is a limited lump of flesh, woefully inadequate in healing itself. All of this burning up, and the neural net configurations that went along with that, that allowed us to run information such as that through the brain. Burning that up so that the brain isn't even wired that way anymore. And instead it opens up, yes, do you see that? It opens up now as though the cranial cavity inside becomes a night sky. Suddenly there is so much space and potential and shimmering swaths of stars. And each star, you understand, it's an information bundle. It is an entire bundle of information. This is more the quantum. It is not necessarily the old school third, fourth dimensional configuration where there's the neural pathways and the nerve pathways, and those are the ways that the information can move. It's just along those pathways. This is the quantum, where there are information bundles, and the bundle were you to penetrate it fully and dive into it and expand out into that bundle, it's like a whole other galaxy of information and understanding and nuance and complexity and expansion and potential and magic. Let the neural net shift into its quantum configuration. I'll tell you a little bit more about that from what I've seen. The even slightly higher dimensional brain, there is no corpus callosum, there is no separation between the two hemispheres. That makes sense when you think about it. Unity, consciousness. No separation, no right and left anymore. We are transcending that third dimensional, polarized perception and the constructs that kept that in place. It is simply a whole brain. In the fifth dimensional brain as well, as you can imagine, the limbic brain aspects are much shrunk. So it is almost as though the pineal gland and the limbic brain switch, meaning size-wise. The pineal gland, as you can imagine, gets much bigger. And the limbic brain shrinks down almost to nothing, eventually. Now feel yourself enfolded by this flame, this alchemical flame. And it expands out now, purifying, clarifying through the emotional body, the emotional bundles that represent incorrect thoughts, thought forms that were imprinted onto you, that were fed into you and became a part of your imprinting and your wiring when you're in a state of vulnerability, alchemizing. Burning up the beliefs, the constellated beliefs that are held in your emotional body, your mental body, of your wrongness, your unworthiness. Your powerlessness, burning that up now. Feel that emotional body now around you. It is like a plasma field. It is smooth and soft and clear, like liquid light around you that enfolds you. There's just a beautiful sort of almost northern lights-ish sort of shimmer and radiance of color. Smooth flowing. You are an alchemical flame. Remember this. Now, we're going to create a little symbol to work with in future. If you can picture an octahedron, that would be two four-sided pyramids base to base. And if we were looking at it as though it's simply drawn on a piece of paper, it would be like a diamond symbol, a classic diamond symbol, a point at the top, point at the bottom. And you could picture that right around your body. That is the symbol, let us just say, that is the symbol for your alchemical flame setting. And you can even imagine a smaller one of these right in that place, right at the base of the sternum. Of course, you can move it anywhere in your body, but let's just say it sits there. Again, that sort of center of embodiment in these third, fourth dimensional planes of expression, which is where the flame of the alchemical flame is really actually very needed. So in future, you can play with this a little bit. Even give yourself the signal, the command, activate alchemical flame. Boom. And you just feel that. Feel that octahedron nice and tight, close around your body. And let yourself just become engulfed in that divine, purifying, clarifying frequency. That energy that is going to up-level, recalibrate, realign. And you just hold yourself in that. You can even do this when you know that you've got to enter into, let's say, a building where there's going to be lots of people, lots of different energies and psychic energetic patterns. You can do this when you are aware that something is coming up in you, emotionally, physically. You can move that little symbol or that flame to enfold a part of the body that is experiencing pain, discomfort, blockage. That's probably what it is in general, blockage of energy flow. Bring the alchemical flame to that place. With love, with acceptance, with curiosity. Use this tool. It is, dare I say, it's going to become increasingly important. With what is coming in the quote-unquote outer world, and also what that is going to bring up for us to be cleansed, purified, and alchemized by us. Remember that. If it is coming up within you and moving through you, you are alchemizing it, you are transmuting it. And what a gift that is. You're doing such a wonderful job, Master. Deep, deep bows to you and to your courageous heart.